It's 8:35. Steelmaker ThyssenKrupp says it will build a new $3.7 billion steel plant in Lower Alabama, which has attracted other German companies, the state has anyway, in recent years. Company officials looking at a couple of sites in two states, one location in Louisiana between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, and another, the site they ultimately chose, about 3,700 acres just north of Mobile. And joining us in the studio right now, WBHM's Tanya Ott, who has been working on this story. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it's a story that we've been watching for a number of months. ThyssenKrupp originally started looking at building the plant here in the United States back in February of 2006. They had 67 potential sites at that time in 20 states spread across the country. A large concentration, of course, though, in the Southeast, because the Southeast has seen quite a bit of action when it comes to the automotive industry and other steel consumers. They narrowed it down to sites in Alabama, Arkansas, and Louisiana, and then earlier this year narrowed it down even further between Alabama and Louisiana. And, of course, the announcement this morning that the new plant will be in Alabama.
And the time zone difference has been throwing everybody off a little bit because...
Well, just a little bit, because the board was in Dusseldorf, Germany. That's where ThyssenKrupp is based. And they met and made their decision, and so we started getting phone calls at about 6:15 this morning.
We talk about these incentives between the two states, between Alabama and Louisiana, and it's almost been like a tit for tat. There's been, you know, a package that was passed in the Alabama legislature, then Louisiana would try and match it, or vice versa. I mean, what has that been? And what are critics saying about that?
Well, actually, Louisiana passed its package first because it's a little bit more fleet on its feet, if you will. Alabama was mired in a bit of, imagine this, politics
I
in Montgomery,
that, no.
trying to pass an incentive package. But essentially, what we ended up with, Alabama offering a number of tax incentives and an incentive package in the neighborhood of about $400 million. Now, Louisiana actually had slightly more money to work with, but obviously ThyssenKrupp chose Alabama. There has been some controversy around this, though. I spoke with a fellow at the University of Maryland, Peter Morisi. He is an economist and a steel industry expert. He's been in this industry for several decades now. And he raised his concern that, you know, big business is getting a little bit out of hand and that states are putting too many taxpayer dollars into the mix. His point is that you've got to look at the cost per job. You're spending a lot of taxpayer money to get these jobs. Now, this plant in Alabama is expected to generate about 2,700 jobs or so when it's at full capacity. And you've got a huge incentive package there. His point is that it's becoming big business. And he calls it, he says the motivation for it is what he calls concrete capitalism. There's a term for you, Steve.
Yeah.
Essentially, what Peter Morisi, the economist, means by that is that the construction lobby is very, very powerful, not only in Montgomery, but in state houses across the country. And they have a way of sometimes pushing these big incentive packages through, which Morisi says may not be the best deal for taxpayers. Of course, we know that the construction of this plant down in South Alabama, you know, is going to generate about 29,000 jobs.
Construction jobs, and beyond that, the
exactly,
others.
Exactly. And so that's pretty significant. Significant, especially because Morisi says that the construction of this plant in South Alabama could eliminate steel jobs in other parts of Alabama. Let's hear what he had to say about that.
I think that the Fairfield plant that U.S. Steel operates down there is vulnerable. It's also going to displace some jobs further to the north in other states. The automobile industry is not growing, but it's not shrinking. It's shifting to the southeast. And right now, it's been essentially importing into the southeast steel that used to be used in the Midwest. And it's going to displace some of that.
So this is a story, Steve, that we're going to continue to be covering, the impact on the state of Alabama, both from the perspective of creating jobs, but also perhaps taking jobs away. We'll want to tune in this afternoon to All Things Considered. We'll have some coverage from the press conference from Montgomery this morning, and all of that, you know, a story we're going to continue to watch.
All right. WBHM's Tanya Ott. Thanks.